Hello and welcome to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Luke Ramey and Casey Lemons from Cookeville Creative in today. Hi, guys.
Hey. Hi. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming in. So tell us like a little just snippet of what Cookeville Creative is. I feel like there's so much that you guys do and work with, but.
Yeah, I think Cookeville Creative is a resource, really. For local businesses, for digital content. So whether that is video or audio or graphic design, we work with businesses to help them get some content that they can share on social media, they can use on their websites.
Kind of a leg up too. So like professional content. So yes. Everybody can do right. Whatever they want to do. I mean, I can have an iPhone mm-hmm. and I can make my own video and I can do a Facebook live stream. But Casey, what sets Cookeville Creative apart than me using my iPhone?
Well, I mean, obviously, if you're making the iPhone comparison, we have the proper equipment and the proper setups to, you know, get your lighting right. Our cameras are fantastic. We love them. But also, it's just the experience that between the two of us have. I've run Lemon Drop Productions for 9 years now. And so I've been filming weddings and everything else in between. And, you know, really, it just comes down to experience and not just shooting with your phone all the time.
So you you just mentioned you've been an entrepreneur for at least 9 years with Lemon Drop Productions. Were you an entrepreneur before that?
I was still in school.
Okay. So. Some of us are older in this room than that. But. Yeah. What were you always really into videography? Did you think you would own your own business?
Yeah, we're talking about origin stories here. Yes. Lemon Drop Production first kind of got started with my brother. He was right at the cusp of YouTube starting to become a thing. He wanted to become the next YouTube sensation. So he was really the one that first picked up the video stuff. And I was the one that was actually good at the computers. So every time something messed up, I was the one to fix it. So through that, I learned a lot about how to fix different things and how to troubleshoot all the problems. And then once I've kind of acquired those skills, he got bored of it because it didn't make money immediately. So I took those skills and I was like, well, how can I make money off of it? Well, I'll try to shoot some weddings. And then it just kind of grew after that, especially after I met my now wife. She actually knew people who were engaged, being a girl, and you know that was,
you don't know people who are engaged as a man.
not many, but so that was a huge help for me. And you know, she gave me the assist on that, and she would help me film and everything. And then it just kept growing after that.
Well, and you were mentioning before that you've kind of been, you've only been here a couple of years now in actual Cookeville. You've been around Tennessee and Kentucky for a while now. Has that hurt or helped your production business that you've moved around a bit?
Well, that was kind of the main thing with Lemon Drop and why we chose that as my career path. My wife was going into the medical field, and with Lemon Drop, I was able to move around and not have to be restricted to any one location. If I needed to drive down to Cookeville, where most of my work still was, even up in Somerset, I could just break away for a weekend and still manage to get everything done that I needed to get done, and had some great in-laws who were more than willing to house me and my dog for a night. So that was really good. But it didn't really hurt too much.
And what about you, Luke? What were you, what's your kind of previous background?
Yeah. So I'll be honest, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I feel like I've started so many things. I have four things going right now.
Casey
I
laughs can't. At that.
Yeah. He's just all the time. But yeah.
I do. When he handed me his business card, it just says Luke Ramey on it. Like yeah. Literally.
It doesn't even say Ramey. It just says Luke on the front.
And there's literally nothing, no other information. There's an email address and maybe a phone number yeah, and that's it. It's black and white because it's like, don't tie me to anything. This works for everything.
I do. Yeah. And that's been just over time. Like I have to, you know what I mean? It has to be a little, because I'm always into something new. And I think over the last, you know, I had an advertising firm for a good bunch. We did live event advertising. So, you know, a tour brought to you by or whatever, I would sell and manage those assets. And I did that for a long time in the touring world and conference world. And that caused me to live in a place, but not work in a place. So all my work has been traveling around the country. And I finally, honestly, with I started working at a church here locally as a creative director, and then starting Cookeville Creative was all about how can I get plugged in locally and have relationships here locally that I do work with. And I'll tell you that that has been my goal. I mean, I love video work. I love graphic design. I love helping businesses, but I want to do something locally where my kids go to school, where people are plugged in.
Well, and you haven't been here that long either. Both of you relatively have only been here less than 5 years.
Yeah.
And so what is it that makes you want to plug into Cookeville so much?
Yeah. And I'll answer that for me. You know, I lived out in Fentress County for like 13 years before I moved here. But I think, you know, so I'm no stranger to the Upper Cumberland. You know, when you live in Grimsley, Tennessee, Cookeville's where you come to have a meal. So, you know, and so I'm not foreign to it. And so I think Cookeville was that place that I knew I could get plugged in doing a business, you know. And that's kind of why I'm here. I mean, that's why I'm in Cookeville. That's what I love about Cookeville.
Do you think I this just kind of hit me, and we talk a lot about this on the show, of what's kind of the special ingredient or magic thing about Cookeville. And I think it's, to me, it's just hitting me that you can be really important and impactful, but it's not so big that you're lost, but yet it's big enough that you can't, like, there are things happening. It is really exciting what's going on here. So it's a really cool kind of just the right size. It's like Goldilocks kind of.
Yeah. And I love Cookeville. I love the whole upper, you know, I've been down in Sparta talking with some people that are starting businesses down there. And I just love these communities in the Upper Cumberland. And I'm excited to just do more and more. And it seems like we're getting to.
Yeah.
So,
in case you're just joining us, we have Luke and Casey with Cookeville Creative. And so you guys opened an actual facility about January-ish, right? You had a grant. And it was kind of this like, what's going on? You just kind of like put this grand opening thing out on Facebook and it was like, who is this? I mean, people were contacting the Biz Foundry. Do you know who these people? I'm like, I don't know who these are. And so what made you, Luke, you've been doing that, or I'm sorry, Casey, you've been doing this for a while, kind of just the video production. What made you want to have an actual space to have people come into?
I was tired of not having control,
that's an entrepreneur answer, right?
Like, I mean, the hardest thing about shooting weddings specifically is just the lack of control, especially with how we tend to shoot it ourselves, of being very documentary set and how like let the day be the day. But letting the day be the day often means you don't have control over what people are doing, what lighting conditions you're under and stuff like that. And a lot like what Luke was saying about having a place to call home. You know, I was tired of driving 4 or 5 hours every weekend, going to a different job and stuff like that. And I was excited about being able to tell people, hey, come here at this time and we can make something happen. And
and I think, you know, there's a few people in Cookeville that do video really well. Like there's great video in Cookeville. I think something that doesn't exist is a great studio space.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we're in a small space right now with hopes of being in a bigger one, you know, in the next year or so. But we think that this is a need for businesses that want to shoot those. And that was something, you know, Casey's background is doing weddings, and he does like stage productions. So like dance recitals and stuff like that. That's his background of going to those events. And we wanted to move, you know, he's still going to do that, obviously, but moving from event video to like doing business commercial video for people. I think that kind of development, you almost need a studio space for.
Well, and you have a really versatile place out there. You're across from Cosmos.
Yeah.
And, or the old Cosmos.
Old Cosmos.
Rest in peace, right?
R.I.P.
And so, but you have, we talked about the fact that you were doing a kitchen show out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you have a setup for a kitchen, and you have a wooden background wall, and you have a window set up so you can have that too. And so you can really make it look like, so it's not that everybody knows, oh, I know exactly where these people are filming because I've seen every other thing in Cookeville in this place.
And we can, you know, we can redecorate the sets and make it unique to businesses or organizations. We just did By the Brook
with Rising Above Ministries.
They do a retreat every year, and because of COVID, they work with special needs families, and those families are kind of locked down. They're not looking to get out and in the public, and so where they normally have 150 people register for their event, we had over 500 special needs moms as a part of this event. And it was incredible. And we did four different sets in our little room that were unique. We did a green screen with entertainment on it. It was great.
And it actually, I heard broadcast in 5 different countries as well.
Yes, we did.
So yeah. Who of the two of you has the creative aspect of, like, not the decoration aspect of things, of like creating a set?
Creating a set?
Luke.
Yeah, I
they both pointed
honestly,
at each other.
Yeah. I think it's both.
This is
of
like
us.
That TikTok video where people are supposed to pick their part. You know?
Casey doesn't bring it up all the time, except for when he's in, you know, close friendship. He's got a theater background, worked in theater for a while, and so he definitely has that background where he understands what a set looks like. He knows how to frame a shot and what should be in that shot. I think I'm picky. I don't know. Isn't that what it is? I think I'm picky.
So. I don't have the best take, like my whole
eye for
idea.
Detail.
Yeah. Well, if I'm decorating a room like just for me and not my wife, then it's purely about utility and making things work. Whereas Luke likes for
I like
things,
throw pillows.
He
and
likes
baskets.
Throw, yeah, he likes that kind of stuff more. So, in terms of actually decorating the set, then 100% Luke. But yeah, you know, like Luke said, the theater background kind of.
I will say we want to lean into whoever we're working with, you know, because it's their image, you know what I mean, that we're just capturing.
We'll talk more about this when we get back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Luke Ramey and Casey Lemons with Cookeville Creative in today. So we've been kind of talking about your skills and your talents, but you guys could have done what you're doing and worked for quote unquote the man. Casey already said he has control issues and he doesn't want to do that.
That's true.
But so what? What makes you wanted to like have a legit business yourself and really, you know, you talked about why having a set was important, but why not just go work in Nashville for a production company like this?
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, I've worked for other people before and there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's great. And I wouldn't turn down those opportunities in the future, I'm sure. But the ideas we have that we can share with local businesses and help them position themselves with some good digital content, I think they're worth investing in with our time. And I like control too. I like flexibility with my schedule. I got 2 young kids. I like to hang out with them. I like that flexibility. That's absolutely why I'm an entrepreneur I am. But I just think in Cookeville Creative specific, I just think we can do a lot for Cookeville business. And I think we've got a bunch of businesses in Cookeville too that are going to branch beyond Cookeville with their reach.
Well,
and I think we can help them.
So you mentioned Tatum and Tatum's been on a podcast and we've talked about the fact that when she started doing this, people didn't even really know in Cookeville, didn't know what an interior decorator did or why they would need it. And I feel like you guys are kind of in that space too, where you have to teach people why this is important for their business.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think you're right. And, you know, social media is, honestly, COVID, if COVID hasn't taught us anything, it's taught us that our digital reach is very, very important. And it's climbing the list of what we should be investing in when we talk about promoting our business. And I think, you know, obviously, someone, you know, giving a reference to you, and you know, is always the best. But how do we share that now? Do we share that in person over a lunch, or do we share that by sharing the post on social media? And I think that's how we refer things to our friends now, is we share the post.
Mm-hmm.
And I think having good content ready there to be shared is important. And, you know, we just did a run of social media spots for Great Harvest, and they'll be rolling out over the next month. I think maybe he's already released them. I don't know, but they're rolling out, and they're just short little spots, and they allow him to, you know, he can put some money behind those, you know what I mean? Not even much money. And you can make a lot of traction, you know, throwing 15, 20 bucks behind a video like that. And then it's shareable. So, and I think that digital, that social media advertising piece, we allow you to put out content that you like.
Well, the other thing too that I think is interesting as time goes on, we had an intern within the last year, and I said, where would you go? What's your news source? And he said, I go to YouTube. And I was like, for news? Like, to me, YouTube is these stagnant, you know, static videos that aren't up to date. And yeah, it's useful to, you know, learn how to change an outlet or something like that, but nothing that's up to date. But that's where this younger generation is going. Mm-hmm. And so to have that visual digital content, is really important for businesses to have, to be able to be found on other places.
Yeah. And I want to be too, I think when I talk with businesses about what we can do for them, and we talked about it a little bit before about what's the advantage over the iPhone video? Well, there's an advantage in like a regular shareable item on social media being properly produced. Yes. There is great reason to use your iPhone for things. Mm-hmm. Though I don't think this replaces all of that. I don't think you should say, oh, I'll never do an on-site iPhone go live on Facebook. No, still do those. I think what we offer is a step up in other areas that can accent what you're already doing a lot of times, or improve it. You know, we I mentioned Rising Above before and the retreat we did for them. We've rolled out a streaming service in Cookeville that I don't want to toot my own horn. It's not rivaled by anyone. The kind of online broadcast that we can do with chat integration is unique in Cookeville. And, you know, I just talked with couple of professors at Tech that want to do like a homeschool resources for parents that are considering homeschool or want to homeschool. And the fact that we can produce that content and then roll out these conferences people can register for, it's going to create an opportunity for resources to be more available to homeschoolers, which is awesome. That's a check. That's right. Awesome. We're doing. But it's also going to create a new income source for people producing content. And where they would normally go to a conference and do a presentation, now they're getting to do it at home.
Well, I think the legitimacy of a professional production piece. Yeah. So, you know, you and I talked about, we did, the Biz Foundry did a Made Here Market online event, and we had our makers come in and show their artwork or their knitting or whatever their craft was. But it was very low budget. We did it through a Zoom call. That was just, the Zoom call was streamed to Facebook, and there were some times where we didn't know how to mute the sound quite right. So Casey, what if I'm a small business owner, sell me on why I need the streaming abilities that you guys can put out there.
I think
here's your 10 second commercial.
We'll take it.
I think the big thing is, especially if you're somebody on Facebook or any social media site like that, if you're scrolling through, oftentimes you're seeing hundreds of pictures, hundreds of videos and things like that, and you need something that is immediately able to grab somebody's attention. And we were talking about the iPhone video stuff. Most of that, those hundreds of pieces of content are going to be iPhone things and just, you know, shaky and whatever
or
else.
Android.
We're talking like Kleenex instead of facial tissues.
Sorry.
So, but yeah, you know, they're going to be like
your cell phone. Yes.
Cell phones and stuff
and
like that.
And it doesn't stand out, right?
Right. And as soon as you switch over to something like, as soon as you scroll by something like the FX9, one of our cameras that we shoot with, it's immediately noticeable. Yeah. And that stuff like that's what makes people pause and be like, this is a higher production value than anyone else has right now doing this, especially live streaming again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think we're one of the only ones in town, if anybody. Yeah.
Well, and I think really the sound quality and the lighting quality, those are things that, yeah, we're all trying to do the best we can, but and I think as a consumer, I see, well, this person's this business has invested money into getting a professional piece done. And we talk about it all the time with businesses. I could be really good at selling clothing, but that doesn't mean I'm really good at making a video. Yep. And so sometimes it's good to stay in your lane and know what you're good at and know how to run your business, but know when it is the right time to like have somebody else come in and help you out to give you that leg up.
Well, and I like to say to businesses, we're your creative department when you need it. And when you don't need it, you don't have to pay us. So it works out well. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's really what we are. And, you know, we talk about investment. You know, when I talk to someone about, hey, invest in better quality video online, they might say, well, is it really worth the investment? I was like, I've put my money where my mouth is, because Casey and I, we've invested in our equipment so you can invest.
Yeah.
In your business.
Yeah.
That's what we've done. So
in case you're just joining us, we have Luke and Casey with Cookeville Creative. So what's next? So you've kind of alluded to the fact that maybe this is a small space, and so maybe getting something bigger might be in the future.
Yeah, we have space restrictions. Definitely, you know, you're always going to have that, but we have some space restrictions. We would love a bigger space, but I think to do what we're doing now, our space is working well. Mm-hmm. But we got dreams, man. I mean, you know, I think for us, whenever we're sitting around dreaming, man,
and you do produce podcast. You have a podcast studio there as well.
Podcast. We have a full audio suite there. We can record your next album there. I mean, we're pretty...
And you do have the ability, not my next album, because I'm not a...
Hey, we love it.
But you do have, we've talked about that a little bit, is if you do have the skills that you'll rent out a studio time so that people have that ability as well. So it's not...
And other creators that have, you know, a project come up, like if you... film, you know, in town, and you've got a project that you just need a space for or a set for, or you need to rent some gear from us, you know, we can provide that for other creators.
So you want to be a business resource just in town that
absolutely.
People think of, okay, I need some collaborations with different things, and you guys want to be the people to collaborate with.
And that's what we are. I mean, you know, we talked about Casey and Lemon Drop Productions. He's a creator. You know, and I do graphic design. I do some video production. I'm a creator. We're just two creators working together. We want more to come to the table.
Yeah.
Come in and join us.
How did you guys find each other?
Well, here's our origin story, Tom.
Origin story. At the lab, there was a spill of radioactive. No, I'm just kidding.
Spiders. Yeah, no. So, yeah, Luke was already working at the church. And
at the River Community Church.
Me and my wife had just moved to town. And Luke, in his infinite wisdom, had put up a slide of needing help with video production stuff, like just volunteers and stuff like that. And my wife grabbed the card and filled it out and turned it in for me. And she's like, you're new in town, you need new friends.
Yeah. So that's how we met. Wow. His wife
basically
made him have a friend.
Essentially. Yeah. So that's just kind of how it happened, of me showing up to help record some Sunday morning stuff. And then me going and, like on a Thursday or whatever day we were filming at that time, and, starting to actually bring my own equipment to help raise the production
and
value.
I want
to
say, we've never discussed it, but the slide I used was total false advertising. Of the gear we had.
He was really looking at friends too.
I used a shot of a movie set where they were using some Panasonics, I think. They were like some nice film cameras. And that was the advertising for joining the production team. And then he showed up and we had a Canon T5i, which is not a Rebel. It's not a super impressive camera at all. And he's like, oh my gosh, how are you doing this?
He's like, I'm going to take my toys and go home because you guys aren't.
And so the gear, even the gear that I personally have today is highly influenced by our relationship. And and he is the gear guy. He's the guy that leads the way for that for us and made all those decisions. He could talk your ear off for hours.
Oh, yeah.
All right. In the last minute, how can how can listeners find Cookeville Creative?
Yeah. The best way to find us is cookvillecreative.com. You can also find us. It's easy to find us on Facebook by searching Cookeville Creative or Instagram. feel creative.
And as I know, I'm the one that kind of messaged you personally and just said, hey, let me come have a tour of your space. Yeah. So you're responsive on Facebook Messenger. People can find you. Yeah, and it's definitely a great space. And I just think it's a good thing for people to know as a resource here in town. Mm-hmm. And you might not need, like you said, you might not need it right now. But in the future, as things come up with your business, it's good to kind of know, have you guys in the background.
And come out and see it. We'd love to show it to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you guys for coming in today and best of luck.
Thanks for having us.